A Royal Commission into the Abuse and Neglect of Disabled Australians is one step closer, with the federal government releasing a draft of the terms of reference today. It's broad in scope, with disability advocates welcoming the wide-ranging remit being proposed, but the clock's ticking. Supporters are desperate to have the Royal Commission established before an election is called, but the looming caretaker period and uncertain funding arrangements could thwart that hope. Political reporter Melissa Clark.
The campaign has taken years. Now the idea of a Royal Commission into the mistreatment of disabled Australians is taking shape. The federal government's Social Services Minister, Paul Fletcher, is today releasing a draft terms of reference.
What's in the draft seeks to capture the full range and breadth of circumstances and of people.
It sets out a Royal Commission examining the experiences of disabled Australians, be it violence, abuse, neglect or exploitation, wherever that mistreatment may have taken place, not just in institutional settings, but in the workplace, at school, at home or in the community. It would be applicable to all disabled people, the 1 in 5 Australians who have an impairment either from birth or acquired through an accident, illness or through ageing.
It includes cognitive impairment as well as physical, sensory, intellectual and psychosocial disability.
Paul Fletcher says the government will be taking feedback on the terms of reference over the next 2 weeks.
In case there's anything that's been missed, we want people to highlight that as they have a look at this draft.
I think they'll be pretty happy with the terms of reference.
Mary Mallett is the CEO of Disability Advocacy Network Australia.
The wording is broad, and that seems to be a good thing. It's not restricting them to a particular part of their life or a particular setting. Violence and abuse against people with disability has been so widespread in so many places, so many settings.
She says ideally there'd be more than a fortnight to fine-tune the terms of reference, but she expects most disabled Australians and their supporters will back it.
I suppose there's a pragmatic sense that having called for this now for a long time, I think they'll recognise that it's better to seize the moment, really, and get this thing underway.
The urgency? Once an election is called, the government enters caretaker mode and a Royal Commission can't be established.
People with disability all around the country would be extremely disappointed if that happened. So, you know, this is close now. It's close to being finalised and announced, and we want it. People need it.
Social Services Minister Paul Fletcher.
We are very alive to the timing constraints here.
The other potential stumbling block is how to fund the Royal Commission. It would need to operate for years, and it must allow people with complex communications needs to be involved, informed and engaged all the way through, and support them before, during and after.
As yet, funding issues have not been resolved as between the Commonwealth and states and territories. We will obviously work out the necessary funding. I'm confident that that's not going to be an impediment.
That's Social Services Minister Paul Fletcher ending that report from Melissa Clark.